cliffcentral.com.
It's time to welcome our guest for the morning, and we're going to get talking to him. Patrizio Buone is here. He is an Italian singing sensation known for his unique voice and energetic performances. He'll be bringing that for one night only to the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. Having already captivated thousands during his first few visits to South Africa, people have been eagerly awaiting his return. He is here with us this morning. How are you, Patrizio? You good?
Good morning, and good morning to everybody.
Nice to have you back in South Africa. You good?
Well, listen, first of all, are we on air?
What's up? Yes, yeah, we're on.
Wow.
What's going on?
Wow.
We're on.
And first of all, congratulations to the rugby. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's what everybody says to win the brownie points to come over friendly, but I really mean it. I'm always a fan of people that win against England.
Oh,
that's the first thing.
Good.
I don't have a problem with the English, but it's just generally speaking, I loved it, and it puts your country also closer and the people together.
The English are probably the only nation in the world who really are good at losing.
I thought that I'm tough. Well, here we go. Last time we had an interview, you were wearing a South African jersey.
Oh,
was
really?
I?
Yes, sir. We have a photo.
Okay.
Anyway, congratulations to the radio station. Looks awesome.
Thank you, man.
It looks fantastic.
It's very good to see you again. And listen, people get very excited when you come out here because you do something that nobody else is doing. You've got this great voice. You sing this mix of material, which is really cool. What is it about South Africa that keeps pulling you back?
Well, it's the people that want to hear me, want to see me, people like you that want to invite me to the radio station to talk about it. Maybe I always said I'd rather be hated for who I am than being loved for who I'm not.
Right.
I'm not fake, but learning that, for example, I'm learning so much now about social media. And I just did a live post on Instagram, and it was my first ever. I don't do Instagram at all. I've got zero. I mean, I follow nobody, but I have to get into this. And I got naturally 8,000 followers, which is nothing, because people have, well, you've got 100,000, and I have to learn to get into social media. I have to literally change my mentality, so I have to post also pictures about where I live. I've seen your pictures. I've been in Cinque Terre, in Livorno, and all these things.
I was
and in New York,
in Italy. It was amazing. So your country, you're half Austrian, half Italian.
I'm actually 100% Italian. I was Neapolitan. I'm from the south of Italy, but I was born in Vienna. So ethnically,
it was my first trip to Italy this year.
Was it? Did you enjoy it?
Absolutely.
It's stunning.
Amazing.
It's a beautiful country.
My God.
It's just for visiting holidays, it's beautiful. When it comes to opportunity and work, it's not
a
country that. So I consider myself Austrian when it comes to the discipline
savvy,
and the business. I'm Central European. And South Africa reminds me pretty much of Austria meets South Africa, because certain things are very well organized.
Yeah.
But then the next moment it's a mess.
I know what you mean.
Between Naples and Vienna, I feel very, very good here. I feel very, very good here.
Yeah, you're comfortable. You're at home. So what's the show? And tell us what people can expect. It's on the 6th of November, so it's happening in 2 days'
time. People should never expect anything. But for those who know my music, they can expect all the hits, all the cheesy romantic love songs and all the fun songs that I'm known for.
People stuff.
They love that. I mean, it's never been easy to be cheesy, and I'm happy to take the title for being the ambassador of that. And I'm going to sing all the hits, all the songs.
Yeah, but there's something special. You're recording a live DVD that night as well.
That's right.
What's going on with you, Leanne?
I'm
Jesus.
Finished.
Leanne's technology is just ruining my show this
week.
Yes. Morning. What's going on with you?
And in the second part of the song, of the second part of the show, I will be singing some of my Christmas. Yeah, I just recorded a Christmas album, so some of it. And we're recording a TV special that will be aired in Australia on SBS and America PBS. And I chose South Africa for many reasons. First of all, I've got a big following here. I do also in other countries, but South Africa is very multicultural. So you've got the Indian audience, black audience, Afrikaans audience, the Italians, the Greeks, the Portuguese. So it's pretty much the United States here of South Africa. I love it. And you can do for some amount of money, you can do much more. And I want to promote South Africa. I am sick of just talking about Italy, about Austria, about how great America is, while in Las Vegas people all you can see is Cirque du Soleil and hear some DJ, while here in South Africa I've got really good artists, you've got really good bands, orchestras.
Thank you for that.
And I want to work with these people. I love it.
Well, we do have great musicians, but you mentioned just now when you were talking about yourself that you're Central European. I noticed that you speak, let me just go through these. You speak Neapolitan, which is a different dialect of Italian.
That's right.
Italian, German, French, English. Spanish and Polish.
That's right. And people still don't understand what I'm
Polish.
Talking about. I studied Polish because I was 6 years with a Polish girl when, from the age of 17 plus six.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll figure that out. My math is horrible. And my brother-in-law is Polish. In the beginning, I didn't bother learning any Polish. But then later,
language.
When I discovered something called vodka, I learned Polish very, very quickly. And I'm fluent
easier.
In vodka now.
That's excellent.
It's like liquid.
It's amazing because that's so different. You know, all the other languages you can kind of understand and they're all related in some way.
First, the Afrikaans, a biki biki. Miss you elke dag, a biki me.
There we go. You also performed at one or two Afrikaans shows, like Classics is Groot. You did that in 2016, right?
I was invited. It was a shock because I was like, what do you want me to do there? Well, South Africa loves you and we want you to perform. So I was the only international act singing there. And it's something that you cannot buy. I'm very happy that people such as the Koleskis, Arno Koleski, and many South African singers, they respect me.
Very nice people, those.
They are. And they're real music people.
And very successful people, too, in a market which everybody assumed was small. These guys have carved out a niche. They've got tremendously successful shows. They put together amazing artists in collaboration.
Said by a man who was a judge.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Judged. And you know, when he says something, it actually makes sense, you know?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right. Okay, so you're back here. You got any time off? Are you going to be able to do a little bit of visiting and chilling?
No, well, it's been 13 years that I come to South Africa, so I've visited many times.
All.
No, there's always new things that this guy just said outside that I might actually think of buying a property here.
Oh.
And I'm in love with Pretoria. I absolutely love it.
It's a beautiful
all those
city.
Years, I stayed at this beautiful hotels, the Monte Casinos and Four Ways and whatnot, and then amazing. But Pretoria, it's obviously the capital, but it's so stunning. It's beautiful. Mm. The food is great.
It's especially pretty now. We've got a whole bunch of blooming jacaranda trees all over the place.
They're finishing off now.
So here's the thing, and you could appreciate this as a European man, an Italian man. Like Pretoria's got a little bit of culture as well. It's got lovely restaurants, got good music. It's got quite an artistic community.
I went to visit the Trekker Monument, is it called?
Trekker Monument.
I was there many years ago. I love it. I know for the 16th of December, I guess.
That's the big day there.
The light is there. I think it's really, people have done that with brain and with heart.
Yeah.
It's stunning. It's a stunning place. I love the history. I was reading just about where the name Pretoria comes from Pretorius. I love history. That's why I love so much about Europe. But when I sometimes just want a little bit more to be in an exotic place, I love South Africa. I love South Africa.
All right, now give us some tips because a lot of people just spent the weekend getting drunk with the rugby. But, you know, there's probably a lot we can learn about romance and about language and about music that South Africans are quite coarse. We don't tend to have that easy flow of romance that Italians do, for example. Give us some tips.
Well, the tip is that South Africans or Australians spend a lot of time in the gym, which is great. It's all about the sports. And, you know, I should be spending more time in the gym. But for us, the romance means spend more time with your family. Go a little bit more. Don't be so superficial about dating somebody. Right. Just getting drunk or just eating. Just don't just talk, but say something. The deepness, the depth of talking, you know what I mean? Just
connect properly,
what you're saying. Don't be so superficial, you know, how I am, all right, how are you, and really, do you had a shit day, but you don't admit it. And that's maybe America have projected that you go in a shop and the people go like, how are you, I'm fine, but you really had a terrible day, so
you're dying inside.
In Europe we say, so who handed it, said okay, well, lekker, or you say, you know, I kind of had a bad day, and you can talk about it. The same about dating. You know,
you're saying don't be such superficial people.
And South African men, no matter which culture in South Africa, tend to bottle everything up. They're not very open about things from the beginning.
And not emotional.
I heard, since this is a very open-minded radio station,
you can say anything you want.
I met a lot of women that say, you know, my husband, when I was dating him, he was very open-minded sexually, and we had a lot of fun. The moment I married,
became boring.
Boring. It's like dating my father, being with my father. That doesn't happen. There is no oral sex and anal sex or whatever sex you want.
How dare they? Yeah, correct. They should keep an open mind. Right. Now, let me ask you.
Sex is like salt.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Sex is very important because if life is just convivenza, that means living together, then I might just, you know, live with my mother, continue living with my mother. But sex, what it keeps the drive in the relationship. So many men, especially Afrikaans men, think that once they're married, this is my wife.
Yeah, no, and it becomes a standard thing. It becomes very ordinary.
And that's where the love slowly dies. But Afrikaans ladies are kind of...
They want some extra.
Shy to stand up and say, you know, I want that.
You need that salt.
Yeah.
Sprinkle it on.
And
me.
That's part of romance. Mm-hmm. You see, Italian people are very dramatic. Opera comes from Italy, right?
Sure.
Shouting, offending. You are beep, you are beep, you are that, you are that. Yeah. And next time, we're making love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I married a Sicilian woman and we're fighting once a week for sure. It's like the Godfather
Sicilian,
movie.
Sicilian woman, you take your life in your hands.
Yeah, it's fire. I burn myself all the time.
If you upset her family, I mean, they could kill you.
Yeah, but they think that I could kill them, so we're scared of each other.
Yes, because
I'm
Naples.
Neapolitan.
Yeah, of course.
Just the right amount of fear. That's how you stay together.
There's good amounts of
But that's
fear
the passion.
Love.
When there is a passion, it's not superficial anymore. And there's no need for me to go around and beat around the bush, you know, and lie about it. It's just we are very straightforward.
Do you have a big entourage that you have to take with you?
Family entourage now, yes. But you marry a Sicilian woman, then you have a big entourage.
Does she come with you?
No, we had just a baby. I became a papa.
Congratulations.
2.5 months.
Congrats. Very,
very, very happy. And
what's the baby's name?
It's Alina Josephine Buanne.
Very nice.
And this is... out of this world. I never thought that I'm gonna actually have all that, you know, because for me it was about success, about touring, about conquering the people out there. And then eventually I just thought, wow, you know, I come home and I don't even have a dog or a cat that welcomes me, and I wanted it. So I married one of my best friends, a girl that I knew for many, many years, and yeah, and I'm really the happiest man. And this made me record finally the Christmas album, because people asked me for years, when are you going to record the Christmas album? Probably when I'm going to get married and have a child. And it's different when you go to the studio and sing lyrics that you can relate to, like, I'll be home for Christmas, you can come. You know, that makes sense now. Sure. Rather than just go in and
making see her very emotional.
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful. That is so... that's touching. It's magnificent. See,
it's real. That's why it touches you. People will never remember what you said or what you heard, but how you made them feel. So you gotta be real.
Maya Angelou said that.
No, but you gotta be real. It doesn't matter. You guys out there, you think that I'm such a softy. It's okay to be soft. It's okay to be real. It's okay. I think that's why a lot of guys go to the gym, overdo it, because it's very protective, because inside they're actually soft.
Weak, yes, I agree with you.
So show
they're projecting
being
this,
soft is okay. It's real, okay? Be protective of yourself, but be real. That's all I have to say.
So there's a lot of good advice here this morning. I mean, let's just recap for a second. So first of all, you now have a daughter.
Yes.
You're now a father, so you can be singing with so much more emotion when we come to see your show.
Yes.
You also have, you've got good advice for married couples. Keep up the oral and anal sex.
Because sex is like salt.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Keep up that interesting stuff. You must be real. Don't be superficial. Get into the serious conversations, even if sometimes it's that you're not having a good time, or that you're sad, or that you're miserable, or whatever.
Yeah.
Be honest with each other. This is good relationship advice. Mm. And then learn to speak as many languages as you can. And if you can't speak the language, drink with those people and you'll learn the language.
Live and breathe. You only have one chance to live this life.
This is fantastic.
So don't hide behind all of that. And this is what is called dolce vita, the sweet life that we know that Italians are known for. And rich is not who has more, rich is who needs less. but
there we go.
Live the intensity of life.
Listen, this is a philosophy.
Wise men say,
right?
Only fools rush in, for I can't help falling in love with you.
It's too early for the high note.
So, do you have a routine? Because your voice is—it's a very full, very beautiful voice. Do you ever worry that something might happen and you might not have your voice? You might lose it.
Actually, I always worry.
Are you insured?
I'm not.
Yeah.
Now you made me think about this. I really should, no? Like, say, Jennifer Lopez has her bum insured.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or some soccer players have their legs.
Yeah.
Probably. But I always said I'm going to sing as long as people want to hear me. And being worried means that I take my life serious.
So for example, do you have a routine that keeps your throat in check? Do you like gargle with honey and lemon and stuff like that? Do you have any special things that you do to keep your voice in top
only
shape?
Only when I have a sore throat.
Okay.
I do like a ginger tea.
Yes,
with lemon. Good. That's very good. It opens up. And when you have here's very dry in South Africa, so I get always dry throat. So I drink a lot of water. But yesterday I was drinking a lot of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a terrible headache, but you don't see that on radio. It's okay. That's maybe the reason why I talk so much. Your wine makes me talk, but it helps for radio not to talk
very
a lot.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you do, we also discovered you might be buying property here at some point.
Yes.
That's
any
very
suggestions?
And
where?
Why not? Because it just seems like quite common with overseas players in the property market that they immediately gravitate towards Cape Town. And you're eyeing out Pretoria. It's very interesting.
Because I would meet there the people that I want to leave behind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Pretoria or some other places in South Africa is like untouched.
It's a destination point. It's not. Yeah. No one's traveling through it.
Yeah, and I think because Cape Town is so popular and it's stunning, it's probably the most. It's probably an attention. You've got this now on air. It's probably the most beautiful place in the world.
Wow. Sure.
It's probably the most. I mean, where else you have another Tafelberg and the Lion's Head? Where do you have it? It's only in South Africa. By the way, my wife's grandfather was a prisoner of war, and he used to write letters to his wife, and he was in Cape Town, and he always described how beautiful it is.
Oh, wow.
And it's stunning. But I think, you know, it's. I don't judge the book by its cover. Okay, I go maybe for a weekend to South Africa, to Cape Town, but the family oriented lifestyle. It's I think more Pretoria.
Yeah.
So, Patrizio, now we've got so many visits to South Africa under the belt. Have you made real friends here? Are there people that you see every time you come out here?
Yes.
And that are people that you want to spend time with outside of work.
Yes. The friends that I made. Are, for example, the security guys.
Yeah.
They are the funniest people when they invited me to their to do a braai or to, you know, like the food.
That's
you get to know
cool.
the people
yes.
through the families, through the food. And I like to spend time with them a lot.
Do you have the same people every time that you come out?
Most of them, yeah. Some of them, for example, got other jobs, left the country to pick up mine. Like those bombs, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so they work in, these guys are tough people.
Yeah,
they work
yeah.
in some pretty harsh environments.
So those guys, and I actually don't know about one guy, never heard from him. I hope he's okay.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I you see, when you are outside, far away from home and far away from your family, you kind of need to create a family outside. The family you built. And you see, blood makes you related. But loyalty makes you family. And I made a lot of great family through the team. It's very hurtful when the record industry has changed. There used to be the Universal Musics and the record companies.
They would usually organize a lot of this now. The whole business
is so
different.
It's all finished. It's all finished. Yeah. And that's why it's really nice to see you, because we met 13 years ago or 12, 10 years ago the first time, and you're doing a great job and you're real. And the people nowadays, the people, you know, they buy themselves a microphone and they think they're a radio station.
Or they buy themselves a microphone and think they're a singer.
you know about it. Judged a lot of those.
Yeah, sure. And it's very hard for people to figure out what real quality
is. I don't even have a microphone.
I don't think you own one, no. You didn't come here with it.
No. It's just me that... In the beginning, I used to bring the music to the people. Now it's the music that brings me out.
That's fantastic. Are you going to be home for Christmas?
Definitely. That's a promise
I
made.
Good question.
No, I'm going to be there. God willing, I will be there. And it's going to be something special to see the little mutti little baby.
Oh, beautiful. Well, listen, Patrizio, it's always nice to see you, and thank you so much to see us this morning.
I hope that you guys will have time to go and see me on the 6th of November.
Well, we're going to give it a proper plug now. So that
Sun Arena.
Yeah. Sun Arena in Times Square in Pretoria. It's at 7:30. It's on the 6th of November. You need to get your tickets now because they're available from CompuTicket, or you can get the ShopRite and Checkers stores nationwide. But it's also the recording of the DVD. So you can go there, you can dress
up. You
could
be famous.
You could look very pretty, and then, you know, the cameras might train on you, and then you feature in forever. You're in this piece of history.
One important thing I want to say.
Yes.
Don't be late. I'll see you there.
Yes, no, please. We can't handle people who are late, right?
No.
Very rude.
Have you picked that up about South Africans? Because, you know, we in timing sometimes just...
Well, I am the one who is allowed to be late.
Oh,
okay.
Because it's my show. It's my party.
I want to like it.
Let's all just get a little Italian here this morning. So you're going to teach us maybe a line or two from a famous Italian song that we can all sing.
Mm-hmm. Why from a song? You don't want to just a quote or something?
Okay, let's go to the quote.
Buongiorno ragazzi, buona giornata. Buongiorno ragazzi.
Buongiorno
ragazzi.
Buona giornata.
Buona giornata.
That means have a nice day, guys.
And what about we have the best rugby team in the world?
Noi abbiamo la miglior squadra del mondo. That's difficult.
I'd rather go for the one before.
Yeah.
Buongiorno ragazzi.
Buona giornata. How about we just say buona giornata?
That's even better.
Buona giornata.
Kia bonga kakulu, payadanki, ciao. I'm off.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Patrizio Buone, everybody. Very, very nice. Go and get tickets to his show ASAP. CliffCentral.com